Is the Book of Enoch sacred writing? Is the Book of Enoch an inspired writing that Christians should study like the Bible? The Book of Enoch isn't sacred. That is to say, it isn't a part of inspired scripture. Rather, it is part of a group of books known as the pseudepigrapha, which means false writings. According to Nelson's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, the pseudepigrapha are a collection of Jewish books containing various forms of literature, using names of famous people in Israel's history for the titles of the books. The real authors are unknown. Such names as Ezra, Baruch, Enoch, Solomon, Moses, and Adam are used to add authority to the writing. In addition to using a pseudonym, the first chapter of the Book of Enoch also makes use of a famous statement made by the real Enoch, who lived millennia before the oldest known copies of the Book of Enoch came into existence. A similar, albeit not exact, quotation of Enoch exists in the New Testament book of Jude in verses 14 and 15. We have no doubt that the real Enoch of Genesis chapter 5 spoke these words, and that they had been passed on by tradition from his time. However, the commonality of Jude with 1 Enoch chapter 1 does not make the rest of the pseudepigraphical book of Enoch God-inspired, any more than Paul's brief quotations of Aretas, found in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, and Epimenides, found in Titus chapter 1, verse 12. Would sanctify the entirety of those authors' words. When holding the Book of Enoch up to the Scripture cannot be broken test, John chapter 10, verse 35, we find that a major theme in 1 Enoch of sinful angels taking human wives is in direct contradiction to the words of the Word Jesus Christ, who created all things, visible and invisible. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, and knows how they function. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 29 and 30, Jesus said, "You are mistaken, not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. They neither marry nor are given in marriage, like the angels." This rebuttal of a major theme of Enoch by the Creator himself indicates that the Word that was and is God clearly did not consider those stories in the Book of Enoch to be truthful, God-inspired scriptures. It also moves those Enochic stories into the realm of empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. The unhealthy fascination with and exaltation of angels throughout the book also stands in contrast to the message of Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, etc. The stories of Enoch's ascent into heaven in 1 Enoch contradicts Jesus Christ's words in John chapter 3, verse 13. And the tales of an actively conscious afterlife of Enoch and others prior to the resurrection, e.g., 1 Enoch, chapter 70, verses 3 and 4, are in conflict with Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verses 5 and 10, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, etc. A simple example of an Enochic fallacy that very few would sincerely assert as an indisputable God-inspired fact is the descriptions of Noah as a newborn baby in which his form and appearance are not like the form of human beings, and his eyes are like the rays of the sun, which made the whole house bright. And he stood up from the hands of the midwife, and he opened his mouth and praised the Lord of eternity. 1 Enoch chapter 106, verse 10 through chapter 107, verse 3. In summary, when it comes to falsely attributed writings like the pseudepigraphic Book of Enoch, do not be easily shaken by any kind of spirit or message or letter allegedly from us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. Also, do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. For more information on the topic of what is and isn't Scripture, please read our free booklet, Is the Bible True? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.